Neil, a 2-0 defeat today with two very different goals.
Yeah, I mean, the first goal probably came in Leeds' best spell in the first half. You know, they had 10 minutes just before half-time. Up till then, I would have said we were probably the better of the two sides, if I'm honest. Didn't create enough in that spell, but was the better footballing side. But the goal, the first goal, is a fantastic strike, you know, and it's you've got to hold your hands up. It was a great strike. Second half, we come back, we're back on top again. We're in the ascendancy for most of the half. Leeds broke. Obviously, they don't have to chase it then at 1-0 up, you know, and just disappointed that we didn't create a little bit more in front of goal. But as a performance, I thought it was a decent performance. You know, we've come to Leeds now twice and there's been nothing between the sides, you know, and for a big club like Leeds, for us to compete and match them, you know, in two games is good for us, you know, and it's disappointing with the result. But we've got to move on now. We've got a big game against Brighton on Tuesday and we've got to concentrate on that.
Yeah, that was really the thing that was missing, wasn't it? You've had some good spells. You've got in some really good positions. It's just sort of forcing that opportunity, isn't it?
The final ball, that bit of quality, you know. But again, that bit of quality costs money, you know. And good players, they don't come for nothing. But obviously, as a performance, I've got to be pleased with the application and the way we worked. I thought we closed down. I thought we pinched play. I thought we got our tactics right again. You know, I thought Leeds looked predictable first half, if I'm honest. You know, we made them look, and that was down to us. But the first goal's a superb strike, you know, and there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, it's a hell of a goal. But again, the second goal's it's a cock-up, you know, and you can't legislate for things like that, particularly at 1-0, you're still in the game, and we're still probably, you know, the better of the two football sides.
Just on the second goal, would you expect, is it the keeper's responsibility to just pounce on the ball?
Well, the ball's rolling back towards the goal, and the keeper's coming onto it, so it's got to be a goalkeeper. For me, he's got a clear hot lot, you know, ball, defender, striker, hot lot. Hot lot's got to go up pitch, because he's facing play, he's coming onto it. So, but listen, Lee Camp's been fantastic for us, particularly just recently as well. He's probably been one of our standout players. But them little mistakes are disappointing, because what it does is it undoes something. I mean, 2-0 flattered Leeds a little bit today, I thought. I thought probably deserved to go through. But I thought we more than matched him, you know, and 2-0 flattered him a little bit.
Eamon Blade gets his debut. How did you think he handled the conditions today?
I thought he did well, particularly first half. He's got pace, you can see that. He gets out of trouble. You know, he used the ball well. I thought he intercepted things and stepped in, won his headers, you know, and he's a naturally left-footed centre-back, so I thought he played his part. I thought he had a good game.
Do you think he gives you some extra pace maybe in that centre-half?
Yeah,
position?
Definitely, and I think, it gives Brody that chance now to step in and go and attack things, you know, and that's important. But I thought, you know, as a whole, I thought the back four play quite well. You know, we limited them to, you know, stuff flurries around the box. They had one or two skirmishes first half, but didn't really create anything clear cut. You know, like I said, the goal comes out of the blue because it's a fantastic strike. And then it alters your team talk at half time. We've got to go and chase it. Then they're 1-0 up. They don't have to chase the game, and we have. You know, it's a cup tie, so we've got to, you know, we've got to make the game. And, you know, I thought we took the game to them. But again, got in good positions without really looking like we're going to hurt them.
Do you think it's important to sort of have that centre-half partnership and that those two players now got a chance to sort of establish that over the next few
years?
Yeah,
of course it is. And I think that the more you can settle your 11 down and the more you can have it balanced and settled, the better. Because, you know, people start getting used to one of those games and how one of the players and, you know, the best sides, are, you know, they play together and, you know, it's consistent. And we've got to try and be consistent now with us running, you know, to the end of the season.
You talked about potentially others coming in. Is this another big week for you in terms of trying to get business done?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got a couple over the line. You know, we had to play Shea out of position a little bit today because I was very mindful of Charlie Taylor. You know, the left back, for me, he's probably the best of the crop. You know, he's one that's gone under the radar, but he's playing out of his skin at the moment. A lot of Leeds United's play comes down their left, particularly through him. And we stopped him coming forward first half, you know, and then he felt a little bit of tightness, you know, in his hamstring, so we took him off as a precaution. Like I said again, we've got 11 and 7 subs, that's it. You know, with young Mason Warren on the bench today.
Yeah.
So we've got to be careful with what we do, and the subs played a part in that.
With the fact that you have got sort of a low on numbers at the moment, does that sort of prevent you from getting others out? Do you sort of have to keep everybody together while you are still adding?
Exactly that, yeah. You know, we've got to put a team out and subs, you know, and you need the numbers to do it. But to be fair to the lads, you know, like Manny Ledesma came on and showed one or two nice touches, you know, fair play to him. But you know, we've got to get better players in to help the lads that are here, and that's apparent. And there's nothing wrong with the way we're playing. There's nothing wrong with the way we're battling and fighting. but we need a little bit more quality. You know, we need to get his noses in front, you know, particularly in that first half and with a better side. You know, when there's nothing in the game, the crowd's lulled, Leeds are a little bit predictable, we need to get in front, and then it's a different game.
We did ask you the other day about Becchio and about Ravel. Is there anything imminent with either of those two?
Well, again, we're just going to have to monitor as it goes along. We're on with it, you know what I mean? We've got people in mind, you know, and obviously they're two people that we're interested in. You know, Luciano's proven at this level. So, you know, if we can do something, then we'll try and do it. But again, it's tough because we're trying to look after people today. You know, Danny Ward's been important for us, and it's in his mind when we sub him, you know, to save him a little bit, because we haven't got the players to, you know, we need him fresh for Tuesday. So we've got to try and change it round and chase it, but with Tuesday in mind. So, but, you know, I was pleased with the performance today. You know, this is a difficult place to come, and they're on a roll, and fair play to Steve Evans, he's got them at it. But I thought we more than matched them today.
Thank you.